You are tuned into the Once Upon Her Mind podcast, and it is episode 3. Today we're doing things a little bit differently. I am sitting in the Starbucks in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I'm vibing right now. They have this dope Spotify playlist that I just get wrapped up in every time I come through. So I am sitting here vibing with my favorite new drink, because the drink that I had before was not vegan. Now, we know that I'm vegan-ish, but hey, I want to know if I'm deciding not to be vegan. I want to know that I've decided to step on to the other side. I don't want it to be an accident or a mistake or just creep up on me. So I had a drink that became my favorite last week and or the week before, and it was a grande white mocha. And I found out that the white mocha had condensed milk in it. And I was wondering why my stomach was hurting so bad. Because me and cow milk, we don't vibe like that. Vegan or not, we just don't. It inflames my nasal cavity. It makes my sinuses just, ugh. You know, makes me hurt all of my sinus areas, the forehead, around the nose, you know. Anyway, so I found a new drink, and it is... Girl, I don't even know what it is. I can't call you girl because I don't know if you're a guy. You may be listening and you may be a guy, but I know that we've discovered that I need 5 pumps of French vanilla and 5 pumps of hazelnut with almond milk. And I know it's a blonde. It's blonde. Blonde espresso. Honey, I got to get the name later. I thought I had it down pat, but We'll get this together later. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know I finally found a drink, because, you know, coming into Starbucks, it makes me very anxious because it's so much to choose from and there's so many different types of lingo and I just feel so out of the loop. But what I can say about Starbucks is they treat me right every time I go, whether I go to the one in Malden, South Carolina, or the one in Simpsonville. They're always kind and they take their time and help me. And if I don't like it, we'll switch it up and work it out until I do. So shout out to Starbucks in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and Malden, South Carolina. So today we're doing things a little bit differently. The Once Upon Her Mind podcast is a platform where stories are told, whether they're fiction stories, whether they're poems, whether they're nonfiction stories, whether they're memoirs, whatever. A story is a story, baby. So today we are going into a fiction piece, and how we're doing this differently is I want you to name that title. I want you to tell me what you would name this piece. How would you title this piece? Once you hear it, of course. So you stay tuned. This is a good one. This is a very controversial piece. It will tug at your heart. It will make you laugh. Maybe make you cry. I don't know, but it's really good. A beautiful healing. All right, stay tuned and we'll get into it. Closing my laptop in unison with a large crack of thunder, I shuddered. Thunderstorms usually make me feel relaxed and at ease. But writing out the awaited and overdue events of my memoir had paranoia crouching at my door. Solitude had become my friend, and I loved her company. But in this moment, I needed to be next to another soul. Admiring the majestic rainbow of handbags that sat in front of me, I stood and stepped out of the sacred space I'd created for my womanly sanity, my closet. Walking into my bedroom was like stepping into Jurassic Park. I chuckled to myself as I watched my husband curled into fetal position, yet snoring a roar like a dinosaur. The marble flooring of our bedroom was cold under my bare feet. I tiptoed to the bathroom, trying not to make a sound, and slowly opened my side of our vanity sink cabinets. I fetched a pregnancy test. The packaging was unraveling itself in slow motion. A shower of questions poured into my mind. Am I late? If I am pregnant, how far could I be? Is it twins or triplets or like sextuplets? Breaking my concentration, another crack of thunder followed by a pierce of lightning shut my entire house down. Within seconds, I heard Kennedy demanding my presence in her room. The terror in her voice lit fire under my behind to see what was the matter. Walking into her room and consoling her made me feel important, yet safe. It's kind of strange. Important because someone needed me, and safe because I needed someone. Although Kennedy was 8, She was still Mama's baby. Holding her in my arms reminded me that Jeremiah was not holding me. It had been exactly 1 month since I found out about his affair. Perhaps he was annoyed with my constant accusations. I had a difficult time truly believing anything that came from his mouth these days. "Mama! Ma!" Kennedy snapped me out of my trance. "You're crying. Why?" "Oh, honey, Mommy was just thinking about something that made her sad." "Are you thinking about Daddy?" I felt like the wind had been knocked out of me. Now, this kid is very sharp and will immediately know if I'm calling bluff. "Yes, honey, I am." "But why is Daddy making you sad?" "Honey, I love your dad very, very much. And sometimes we don't agree with one another. And I get sad because I miss him." "Mommy, that makes no sense." Kennedy shrugged. "I know, Ladybug. Well, Mommy, can you make me some tea, please? Because I'm afraid to go back to bed. The storm really made me nervous." "Sure." You are tuned into the Once Upon Her Mind podcast. This is episode 3, and I am Brittany Elizabeth Murray, a storyteller and scribe to the nations. Wow. I really, really, really love this piece because it hits home in so many different ways for me. Man, just how this character is going through such an emotional, vulnerable time, and then to have something like possibly trample on top of that. Like when she talks about fetching a pregnancy test, like she might be having another kid or two. And she's going through the emotions of loss of an affair. And I say loss because when you go through an affair of any sort, you feel like you've lost something. You feel like something has been stolen from you. You feel robbed. Am I right? I know I'm right. So I'm just like flabbergasted at just what this woman is going through. She has so many different things going on. She's obviously an author. And at the beginning of this story, she talks about how writing out the long-awaited details of her memoir made her feel paranoid. And then she, in the back of her mind, she has this thought that, yo, I might just be pregnant. And we know that her period is late. She says, you know, am I late? Like, well, we know that she thinks that she may be late. She has good reason. We don't know the reasons, but she has good reasons to believe that she is pregnant. She's going to fetch a pregnancy test means that she has a good reason. Women's intuition is everything. So, man, I'm just like, wow, like she's going through so much. She's married. We know that she's going through an affair. We know that she has an 8-year-old daughter. We know that her daughter is very cognizant of what's going on. Maybe not in its in-depth detail, but she knows that something is off with her mommy and daddy. And this character knows that she can't even play her daughter, because she'll play herself if she sit there and try to lie. I love that this little girl is very bright. You could tell she's very bright. She tries to negotiate her way into staying up later. She wants tea. It's just jam-packed with so many different emotions and so many different thoughts and ideas. This character is very strong because she's dealing with a multifaceted lifestyle of, I don't know, she wears many hats. She's a mommy. She's an author. She is going through so many different things. I'm just loving this character. And I want to know from you, what would you title this piece? This is part one of this piece, by the way. There is more. The tea has runneth over, honey. It's the overflow when we get to part 2. it gets better. This is just scratching the surface. You think you know, but you have no idea. And I can't wait to share that with you. But I want you to tell me, what would you title this piece? I want you to dig deep into your own soul and how this story resonated with you. You don't have to have gone through an affair in this caliber. It doesn't have to mean like an affair, like a physical affair. We don't even know what type of affair she's talking about. We don't know if she's talking about emotional infidelity or physical infidelity. We don't know what she's talking about just yet. So you really need to stay tuned. But I want you to identify. I'm getting so tongue twisted because I'm so excited. It's like so many different ideas and thoughts going through my head at one time, and I'm trying to articulate and I'm just like stuttering and stuff. So bear with me. I want you to identify within your soul what parts of this story pricked you, made you feel, whether it hurt or whether it felt good or whatever the case may have been. I want you to identify with that. And if it's the affair, what type of affair did you go through? Was it with your spouse, with your significant other, your baby mama, your baby daddy, a friend, whatever? I want you to identify with that. And I also want you to, if it wasn't a physical person, if it was, it is a physical person. It will be a physical person because you're in a relationship with someone. But even if it wasn't anything sexual or emotional, was it career related? Was it ambition related? Was it hobby related? What was it that was put before you in your relationship with your significant other? And how did it make you feel? Put yourself in this character's shoes. This character does have a name, but it will be revealed later. You already know her daughter's name and her husband's name. But name this piece. If you are tuning in on the Anchor app, you can leave me a voice message. If you are catching this on Apple Podcast, then you can write it in the comment section. Or if you're following me on social media, you can comment on this post on Facebook or Instagram. Again, my name is Brittany Elizabeth Murray. I am a storyteller and a scribe to the nations. And it feels so good to say that because you have no idea. I didn't know this all my life. I just got word about this like back in 2017. Big ups to the Almighty God. I want to know what you would name this piece. So please leave me a voice message in the Anchor app or comment on my social media. You can send me direct messages on social media, Instagram or Facebook. My Instagram is Brittany Elizabeth Murray. My Facebook is Brittany Elizabeth Murray. You are tuned into the Once Upon Her Mind podcast. This is episode 3. We don't have a title yet because you're going to name that title. And we're going to collaborate and deliberate and name this piece officially. All right. Stay tuned for the next one. Episode 4 will be part 2 of this jam-packed, tea overfloweth piece. I love you. I'm thinking of you. I'm lifting your name high. I know you're like, how are you lifting my name high? Just know I'm doing it in spirit. And great things are going to happen through you because you are being healed through these stories. All right. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.